And now, bookmarks, writers on books they love.
My name's Leslie Jameson, and I'm a writer. I wrote a novel called The Gin Closet and a collection of essays called The Empathy Exams. And the book that I want to recommend is a collection of essays called Orphans by Charles D'Ambrosio, and that's actually getting re-released in an expanded form this fall from Tin House under the title Loitering. Part of what makes this book just extraordinary in my mind is the way that D'Ambrosio, when he's thinking through some kind of question or problem, he's constantly questioning his own assumptions and his own conclusions. So you never get to rest easy on the moral of the story, or, you know, he'll tell an anecdote, but you don't get to feel like, oh, okay, this XYZ is what this anecdote means. He sort of says, well, maybe it means X, but then he flips that on its side and says, maybe it means Y. And so there's a real honoring of ambiguity and uncertainty and the kind of volatility of thought that I find not just fascinating to watch, but actually really ethically sound. His writing veers from the personal to the exploratory or journalistic. He writes about the Mary Kay Letourneau trial. Mary Kay Letourneau was a school teacher who was accused and then convicted of having an affair with one of her students who, I believe at the time, was definitely a minor. He might have been 13. He was very young. What D'Ambrosio is looking at is not just what happened, but how the justice system and the journalism industry were responding to what happened. So all of the ways that Mary Kay Letourneau was basically held up and villainized. And that's part of what I mean by he doesn't let you rest easy on the moral of the story, because it's not that he's offering a defense of what Letourneau did, but he's just asking us to question the kind of unanimous moral outrage that rose up against her. And that kind of just questioning our reactions as we have them is something that I think he's really brilliant at. I do think that people are drawn to the improbable and diverse nature of his subject. So, you know, getting to read about one guy taking his dog on a quest to eat whale meat in the same book as an essay about these Pentecostal haunted houses, these sort of theological hell houses in the Bible Belt. And so you kind of get taken on a number of journeys. Most people that I've recommended it to have at least found something that really resonated in one of those essays, whether it was one of the more journalistic pieces or one of the more personal pieces. And I think that's part of what you get out of diversity in a collection, is you give people lots of different possible pegs or angles that they could attach to.
Leslie Jameson with her recommendation, Orphans, a collection of essays by Charles D'Ambrosio. And you'll find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.